Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And today we're going to have another wonderful program. Today is Wednesday. And the date for today is the 21st of March, 2012. So let's do a, we could probably do like a clearing here for paranormal stuff, if anybody's had any strange events happening in their life. So let's do that. If you had anything weird happening to you, maybe you lost your keys, don't know where they went, possibly you missed a freeway on-ramp or off-ramp, maybe you had a situation problem, maybe you had a barcode happening to you that you discovered was on you and you got rid of it and you don't know where it came from. So here we go. One, this is for just a paranormal experience that you could have had. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if have any callers out there like to call in today to express maybe something that they discovered is going on with them. Maybe they found a solution or you found a solution to something. And maybe for some reason you did the gray sky clearing and it cleared up, or you have some energy coming to the top of your head, didn't know what it was. And all of a sudden, you did the satellite clearing and it went away. So let's use this for our paranormal night, since I won't be doing a BBS program live Friday. So let's see if we get any callers here. We'll do another clearing for emotional stuff for everybody, if you have anything like that happening. So think of that situation. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's, I am in New York now, so I'll be going to the New Life, Expo coming up here, which will be the 23rd, 24th, 25th. And it starts Friday at 3:30. Then I have a special event workshop on the 29th, which will be a week from tomorrow. And that starts at 6 o'clock, ends at around 9:30. We'll be doing some decloning there also for people, along with the conference call that we'll be doing. So let's see if we get any callers tonight. And what we'll do, too, is do a clearing here for... Maybe let's do a Be Here Now clearing. So put your finger out in front of you and just see where it is. Is it pointing to the right or the left? Is it directly on center? If it is, that's great. If it's off to the left, that's in your past. To the right would be your future. So just move your hand slowly back to center, and you could actually feel the room maybe shimmy, adjust. Maybe it'll change brightness as you move your finger. If you do it really slow, you can actually see it. It's kind of like flipping pages, you know, on a book and watching things change instantly. So let's do a timeline crash for being here in the now in case some of you were taken away to the Beyondo. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. let's see what else we could do here. Let's do a clearing for gray skies for everybody. So this is a sample of the gray sky clearing. This is free on the website. If you see the clouds out there, the sky's turning gray, you know that the aliens are using their camouflage of gray residue so you can't see them. Otherwise, you see the ship clouds. So here we go. Gray sky clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh boy. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll do another timeline crash. We'll do a timeline crash for to get an emotional issue here. And on the website, we have a drop-down box, which goes from 1 through 20. And if you wish to do more than 20 timeline crashes, then just do the next sequence where number 1 would be 21. After you complete those, then the next bunch would be 41 and then 61. So that's how you work that particular box. It'd be, we could put up to 100 in there, but it'd just be kind of overwhelming, I think, for people to see that many on a drop-down box. So just repeat it and just keep track of what you're doing. Some people have great results doing maybe 10 to 20, and then other people might need 100. So if you do have an issue that's kind of lingering with you and you know that for some reason there's a lot of negativity attached to what you're doing and you can't get out of it too much, then you may wish to do maybe 100 timeline crashes. There has been a few people that have done 1,000 of them. So it does take a while. And the more you do, the better you're going to feel. And sometimes you may not realize that maybe it's the number 59 that has you, you know, and you might say, oh, I did 40 and I feel pretty good. Well, you might just want to do another 20 more just for the heck of it. So, and you can do quite a few. It's set up for 1 month and it's $60 per month. And this really helps you out a lot, that timeline crash clearing. You can do 1 week, too, if you're not doing too much. Maybe you're not going to work or something, have some days off. Then it's $20 per week, and you can do a lot of them. If you just kind of become a recluse a little bit and get your issues, your emotional issues. If you don't know what they are, then you can always ask one of your friends or neighbors what they think of you. And I'm sure they will tell you, you know, just say you won't hit them first or something, you know. And then from there, put that issue in there, and it will tend to get rid of the aliens bringing this stuff to you. Remember, they abduct you on a timeline, and then you can get tortured on that timeline by other people on the timelines. And so this could be anybody that you may know or not know, but the energy can leak back to you. That's why you have deja vu. And so even though you may know nothing about it, you don't even know anybody on the timeline, you can still be affected because you are living a timeline, but you have no conscious awareness of it. And that can leak back into here, into the here and now. So here we go. We're going to do a timeline crash. We'll just pick one for maybe anxiety. That's a big one for a lot of people. So here we go. Timeline crash for that. The timeline's crashing typically can take like 5 minutes to about an hour to do. So to complete. After you finish it online, it can still be crashing. So some people feel the results after about an hour. Maybe you might feel your body shake or something, or you get all that relief. So it doesn't happen instantaneously. It depends how far out in the Beyondo the alien race is connected to you and how involved that timeline is with other people. So once you do it on the website, it's completed, but there is aftermath, and then that will be crashed at the given time when the timeline is eliminated completely. At first, the lightship goes after the alien race that created the timeline that put everybody on it. So you can be there with millions of people all sharing the same misery. And from there, it will eventually be crashed, and you normally feel the relief of it. The last timeline crash that we did just now, physically will take about 15 minutes. So just kind of take note of your clock. And basically, probably around 27 after, thereabouts 25, 27 after, you should probably feel a shift. So if anybody feels that, maybe make a note of it right now that you want to check, you know, in about 15 minutes. Keep note of your clock there and just see if you feel the energy lightening up. I'll do a timeline crash for anxiety. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 8, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm checking off the pass chat here. And it looks like somebody would like to, let's see here, have a clearing. Let's see here. Okay, now it's on again. Lack of motivation. Let's do a timeline crash for lack of motivation. This is from Mika. So here we go. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might check right now the timeline. See where it is. Just move your finger. Is it ahead of you, or did they happen to put you on a timeline from the past? Maybe you're living a past problem, you know, in your life when you had lack of motivation. So you're feeling it here. Maybe a distant timeline, because we're not right now. We're in the timelines. Let's see where you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's do a little experiment here. Maybe somebody out there has sinus problems. Okay, and if that's the case, maybe on a timeline out there, you're being drowned. So let's see what happens here. Maybe your eyes are watering, maybe you have a hard time breathing, and maybe the sinus is actually from being drowned. So here we go. Timeline crash for being drowned. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how you're feeling with that. And then I see Marcy says exercising helps motivation. Well, let's say that an exorcism helps motivation. So let's exercise, do an exorcism here to get rid of entities that are lazy. Okay? So here we go. Entity clearing for entities that are bringing you the trait of being lazy. So I'll count to 100 to get rid of 100 entities. This we do on our entity call, which I will not be having Friday. Great to promote something that you're not having. But anyway, we do these on Fridays. So here we go. Next Friday will be good. So motivation, entities. So one, each time I release one, one will leave you. And if your body jerks, you know that one left. For sure. You may not feel it too much, though, but you may feel better afterwards. Not everybody is real sensitive. So I hate to have you get jump up and down each time I counted a number. That might be kind of interesting, but I hope that doesn't happen. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. If you have a dog or cat around, see if they're watching the things leave you in the room. Let's see, 32, 33, 34, and check out your eyes. Get a mirror right now. 24, 25, or 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, oh boy, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Okay, so I'm going to do another 100 here. Here we go. So one, this is for lazy entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74. We've got the timeline crashing pretty soon here. 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100, which makes 200. So now as you're fully motivated and you know that your neighbor, you told him that you listen to our programs and it's late at night, your time, and he sees you outside now with a lawnmower, with a flashlight, says, man, that guy is nuts. So anyway, let's see what's going on here. We'll see if Carrie happens to be on here. Are you on the call, Carrie? Okay, so they're looking for Carrie here. She's out there, but needs to get the connection here. So here we go. So, Jennifer, now it is 90% better. That's good. We'll just see if any of you want to go out there and cut grass at midnight or something here. So let's do another sample here. And these clearings are what we have on the website. So if you do feel benefit, you're only feeling it because you need it. If you don't feel anything and you don't sense a change, then you may not need the clearing whatsoever. But I think the motivation one, everybody kind of gets behind on a little bit here. So we're going to do another clearing. Let's do one. I'll do one for pain. I don't know if many of you out there are in pain, but if you're not in pain, then think of a past pain. Maybe your body is responding to maybe a back pain of having a stiff back. It could have happened, you know, 10 years ago. And so now as you bend over, your body doesn't want to move all that particular distance because it knows that it could hurt it even though the pain is gone. Remember, this stuff can still be imprinted in you and you could have behaviors because of it. So we're going to work on back issues. You know how it is when you pick up something heavy and you go, uh-oh, you know, what happened to me, you know? And then you know that you're going to be in pain for a while. Pulling a muscle or something. So here we go. If you want to just think of that, we'll take away some of the energy here. So this will be a pain, a clearing for maybe a sore back. Here we go. One, and if you want to do something else on your back, you can too, but we'll do back related. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. You might want to bend over or do some type of movement with your back. And you may have more movement now because your body didn't want to do that because it thought it would have pain. So we'll see if Carrie's on. You out there, Carrie? Uh-oh. Not hearing Carrie. So maybe she's not there. So let's see here. We could have some callers. So maybe you out there, Carrie? She's hearing me. Hello? Okay. Maybe we could have maybe a caller call in, possibly, or two. And I don't know.
I do doubt it. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to take callers today.
You know, callers tonight?
No,
okay,
callers
I got
today,
it.
And I doubt we'll even be able to get Carrie on, but we'll try.
Okay. So, it looks like having a little phone problem here.
We're just adding another phone line into the mix. I apologize. We're trying to do it live. We're having some problems with an additional phone line, and with the switching of the equipment, it made it a little difficult. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. So they're just having a phone line problem in their area, and that's what the problem is here. So let's see what else we can do here. I'll just talk about what I have happening in New York here coming up. So for $40, if you wish, you can hear all the lectures that I'm doing. And then also the workshop the following Thursday on the 29th. So I have a lecture that would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You need to check the website for the exact times. I know Friday is at 7 o'clock Eastern. I believe, I remember seeing something like 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And then I'm also doing the enlistment program at 8 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. So, and maybe the Strange Universe panel on Sunday, if we could figure out a way to do that. Cheesecake, huh? Haven't had any cheesecake back here yet. So, yeah, that's just to be kind of addictive, kind of good place. Anyway, I won't get into that. Puts on pounds very quickly. So, let's do a, we could do a, water charging program. Let's see, Carrie, you out there?
Well, I hear you. Do you hear me? Oh, terrible echo.
Yep, I hear you, Carrie.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay. Well, hi. So I've caught little bits of the show, and I'm getting a really bad echo on myself, so this might not work. Let me see if I can do anything about that.
Yeah, you don't sound bad on my end, so.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Carrie. Yeah, we'll just follow through here.
Well, I'll give the phone numbers out. Maybe there'll be a caller, and that will be easier than me being on. So I'm not sure if that's working tonight either, but if it is, 888-627-6008. I would just try that one. I think I might be online for, I'm not sure which line I've ended up on. So, I am getting a really bad echo of myself. So let me try and cover my ear so I can't hear myself.
Okay.
Okay, so I know you've been doing a lot of timeline crashes, Ron, and I know I was yawning on the lack of motivation one that
you
had asked for. I'm gone. Oh, okay.
No, now you're okay.
Oh, now I'm okay. Oh, and the echo's gone. Okay, great. All right. So I just wanted to say about that, well, I feel like I have to talk quickly in case I disappear again, but the lack of motivation entity clearing that you were doing for Mika, I'm actually running lack of motivation barcodes on the recurring event and problematic barcode thing because I've been having lack of motivation recently, too. So I was interested that Mika wrote that down and you were doing that. And I was yawning on the lazy entities, so I think I must have some lazy entities, too. I know, it's really been bugging me lately, this sort of lack of motivation that has come over me in the last few weeks. So we'll see if now that I think you did 200 of them, perhaps.
Yeah,
and I'm on to barcode number 5, I think, on the new barcode clearing, a recurring event and problematic situation barcode clearing. So we'll see if I zap into action in the next few days. So there have been lots of yawning comments and different comments on the last few pages of the fast chats that I've been reading as BBS has been getting me connected up here. And I did also notice, actually, Ron, are you in the middle of something? Because when you listen and then I come on, there's a time lag. So I'm not sure if you were in the middle of doing something when I finally got connected.
Now, let's do a quick
water. Oh, I think you were doing water, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody get a glass of water, and we'll start that in a couple of minutes here. We'll just do some water for everybody, some good drinking water. We did this tonight on our conference call.
We do have a caller if it works.
Oh, we got a caller if it works? We'll try it. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Shannon from the Haunted Ranch.
Okay. Well, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Having a hard time adjusting to New York here.
Is that right?
I'm on my head 3 hours, and then I've had 1 hour, so I'm 4 hours ahead. So I didn't sleep a couple nights ago. So I don't know.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of, and then I get to bed about 3 in the morning, so then I got to get up. So it's a little different.
So no Q&A tonight?
No Q&A, no.
Okay.
Ron, just so you know,
you
I can't hear the caller at all,
hopefully
paranormal
you can. Friday tonight?
Yeah, we can do paranormal Friday tonight.
Well, I saw something really strange on an internet media news outlet, and it said the Ouija board made me do it. A teenager tells police the spirits told him to stab his friend. And they were playing with a Ouija board, and this 15-year-old kid was charged with attempted murder after stabbing his friend with a 4-inch knife. So, I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
Boy.
Yeah.
You heard of Ouija boards.
Yeah, so you just wonder if the spirit, that emotional body, and the Ouija board was the same one that hopped into the person that did the stabbing.
Yeah.
I guess that's the story that you hear, that the devil made me do it, kind of thing. Very sad. And they, I don't even know why they have that thing even on the market. I can't judge it, but, to cause that much harm, I would, maybe it's great. Maybe the parents of the person might contact the manufacturer. I can't go much further than this here. And maybe they might just take it off the market. That would be a great thing to do. Because anything that causes harm is not good. So, anyway. Pretty bad. And you don't know the history of the person anyway, They could be all glossed over eyes anyway, and they're using the Ouija board. So, you normally think this person is perfect, whole and complete, and nothing's wrong with them, and they got on this, and all of a sudden this act happened, So, thank you for calling on that one.
Thanks, Shannon. I can kind of hear you. I think it's you.
Yep. I often, on the same note, being in the moment all the time, somebody would call me, and this is years ago, for healings and stuff, like people still do off and on, but I wouldn't, they'd call me with one issue, so I would work on that one issue, not realizing that, they got 1,000 issues. And then you kind of wonder what's going on. Then they start divulging all this stuff here. And you go, well, no wonder why, this thing wasn't too productive as far as all my work that I've done or something like that. Because they didn't tell me their whole story, which I don't like hearing anyway. But, I'll just tell you, one lady I worked with, she died since then, about a while ago. But she had a lot of spells and curses put on her from her partner. And as I started working with her more and more, finally I said, man, there's some energy around you, which I just don't know. Feels very, very negative. And then she tells me that, my grandmother was from, I guess, the Caribbean or something like that. I think it was the Caribbean area. And she says that her grandmother is known by a lot of the small commercial pilots or maybe even the smaller jets not to fly over her house because she says that she has the ability to crash the airplanes. So here I am doing just basic healings on her without knowing all of this stuff. And luckily, I'm strong enough to ward this stuff off of me. But if I was a regular healer, I probably would have been killed by the energy that I was trying to get off of this person. So it's always good to know up front if you do have something on you so I can all of a sudden understand what's going on, because sometimes it doesn't necessarily come forward if they hide all this stuff, either the person hides it or the energy of doing hexes and spells are kind of hidden. And, you know, they put up a facade screen, and all of a sudden you do see it eventually, but the process of stirring that pot up, trying to get somebody well on a particular healing or something, all of a sudden, you know, they can go after you. That's what I'm trying to say. So I was slightly upset with this person by not telling me this at first. And then she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you, you know." But they actually killed her with colon cancer. So that's what happened with her. Had another lady, similar thing with colon cancer. I'll just, since I'm on this here, I don't want to sound too negative, but I met her in Northern California. And just happened to see her at a store that was selling quartz crystals and things a long time ago. And she's a nice lady. She was a biker lady, a biker chick. She was blonde, very big frame lady. And what happened was some of the biker ladies got upset with her. She was doing readings and stuff. Maybe she was making some money. They didn't like it or whatever. And they put a spell on her and did that. And went back to where she worked, you know, probably maybe three years after I first saw her, and asked where the lady was. And the people said, "Well, man, she's on her deathbed. With, you know, colon cancer." And so I went to see her and did some energy work on her, and she's at the point of almost not even moving. So I did energy work on her, which gave her enough energy. The people said that she was almost not even dealing with her situation for probably 3 days, and she was had enough energy, just like a regular person, moving around to make all of her ends meet that she had to do, you know, tying up things. And then she died the third day. So we're able to at least give her enough energy to, you know, pick up all of her loose ends and, you know, talk to family members and stuff. Otherwise, she couldn't have done that. So that was kind of sad, but that's what happened to her. She got cursed by people who didn't like her. So this stuff you can't take lightly. Some people just talk about, laugh about it, you know, because they don't understand. Very, very bad. So that's what we have on the website, to help people out who just seem to can't get out of their own way because they have problems. And the problems are not even known to them, but you know, stuff keeps happening. So we'll see if Carrie's on still. You still on, Carrie? Okay, maybe not. So I'm going to do a water charging for everybody. So hopefully you have water and get a glass of water. And I'm going to put some energy. I don't know what you guys want. I could either do a water for peaceful, restful, sleeping water. That might work for everybody. And then maybe some of you have to do something that you didn't do all day and you feel guilty. And maybe you want to do some extra work for a couple of hours before you go to bed. So it's up to you. So you have two ways to look at it. You have one that I can give you some peaceful rest, or I can give you one to get energized. So this is your choice. So just decide which one you want. Here we go. We'll energize the water. You want to hold it in your hand. And put both hands on it. It only takes about a half a minute here. And here we go. So one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And need about another 10 seconds here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, there's your water, everybody. You can either have it now or wait till you go to sleep if you have the other water to have you have some peaceful rest. So, are you back there, out there, Carrie?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep, you're in the dinghy. I got you.
Good. All right. Well, I heard little snippets of what you were saying, something about a biker chick and crystals or something I caught there, which sounded interesting, and colon cancer or something. So I'm looking at all the comments here, and there's a question from Cammie. What is the clearing for spells? So maybe that lady had a problem with spells.
Yeah, so that'd be the curses, hexes, spell clearing. So you just type that into the top of the page. It's a whole lifetime clearing. But you don't know when they initially connected to you. I have had women, I haven't had any men have this problem, but I have had women where they're in a relationship and the husband or boyfriend's parents just love you, you know, love the woman, and they want this man to marry this woman, and the woman doesn't want to marry the person for some reason, and they can't ever get a date, and they can't get the guy out of their life because their parents are paying somebody off to do some of this work on them. And that happens quite often. Well, that's the problem. These things are real. And it's very sad. I think a lot of the energy has left. I won't see a lot of it. I know we have got rid of some of the energy anyway. So those energy pools are being drained. So the people won't have as much power any longer. All they're tapping into is an energy pool of mind energy. So, like I say, each time you pray to something, you're giving it energy. It's like charging it up with a battery charger, and you're giving it your life force energy, your spirit energy, charging this thing up. And they can even take a part of you. And then the practitioners take that big, say, cloud pool of energy, and then they can redirect it to wherever they want to put it. And it has to obey them because they're directing it with the mind. So the energy of the pool isn't really bad. It's how it's being used. And that's the way these things work. Remember, it's not a consciousness that's aware of itself. It's just a consciousness that is able to be worked by people who know the arts and know how to tap into it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and you were mentioning before, Shannon called in with the story about the Ouija board, and CMD is wondering, I guess, what clearing we could use for people who have used Ouija boards in the past. I guess that would be entity clearing, because that's really what you're pulling in, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, you may have entities attached to you from using it, number one. So you're not going to know that naturally because it would be integrated into your personality. The next thing is... you know, you want to do a spirit retrieval. You want to get your spirit out of those pools. Remember, you chose to do this. So I would probably do the hexes, the curses, hexes, spell clearing, and use that one. Or you could do a dark side practitioner. So if you're doing the dark side practitioner, you want to enter your name in there because that's what you were doing. You're using this energy, okay? And it may help to clear you. Remember, the light doesn't scold you or reprimand you. It just takes the energy away. If you want to go on to the dark side practitioner clearing and put your name in and see if you can get this stuff off of you, it will do that. It'll look for you and start to clean yourself off. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and a little bit ago, oh gosh, who was asking? Somebody was asking, I'm sorry, I didn't write the name down here. Can we do 20 timeline crashes and then begin a few days later with number 21 on, you know, whatever issue you're doing? That's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no problem with that. I would probably do as much as you can, though, in one setting.
Okay.
Only because, you want to nip it in the bud. And I'm sure that people out there listening once you get on it, you want to finish it off. You don't want to, you know, allow them to reconnect you over again. So, you know, but it will work that way. You know, but myself, if I were doing that, remember, you're bringing your life back to yourself. And so, like I say, how much do you love yourself and do you get the time to do it? So you could say, well, gee, Ron, I don't have that much time to do this clearing or something. You know, can I break it up in different segments? Yeah, you can, but, you know, 20 is not that long. I would find the time to do it, get up extra early or something and do it, you know, or just spend the time to, you know, get the time to do it. I will be having a we're checking this out right now for you people out there. There is a person that has come forward who may wish to do a few of the clearings in case some of you out there cannot find the time, but it's not going to be a whole lot of them. Naturally, it will not be the whole lifetime one, so that you want to be responsible for yourself, but like a Bartow clearing or something like that, if you don't have that physical time to do that, we may be having somebody come forward who will help out. And we're checking that out right now. So if you're one of those people who can't do something, you know, we'll see if that could be a possibility. But mainly it'll be for the longer clearings. And naturally, you know, it's not going to, might be for maybe up to a dozen clearings. That would be a more lengthy type of clearing. And they're just checking out how to do this now, what time they have available and what they wish to do for people. So just for the person who just doesn't have maybe 6-10 hours of time to do one clearing all the way through. So we'll be talking about that probably within a week or two here. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Alice was asking earlier, do you have a clearing for skin irritation on the thumb?
Just a special clearing. Special healing, I believe it is. A whole lifetime special clearing. That's what we have to do that. You may want to do just the body jump start. That'll be put up for another 2 months, so if you get into it now, it'll be changed for, you know, a 2-month clearing for you. The last one we did, we had it for about 2.5-3 months up, so it'll be 2 months longer for the people who sign on now for it. So it's only probably right now maybe a couple of weeks to the end of this month, but it will be changed. So if you're interested in doing a clearing for health, I would do the body jumpstart probably. There's many ways you can go on that clearing, many different options. Back to you, Carrie.
And, of course, Ron, for any skin thing, your skin misting water is good, too, which you can do on the website. And on your Wednesday calls, you often do skin misting water, and on the Sunday intensives, you often do some skin misting water, too. So there are quite a few ways to get that also. And I just wanted to mention, too, Ron, about this, the curses, hexes, and spells clearing. You had mentioned that's a whole life one, and it's also a 7-generational clearing, too. So if you know you're in a family line where people have been putting spells on each other and cursing each other, et cetera, that's a really helpful one to do. Oh, okay, we have a caller. So I think Tina's on the line. Are you there, Tina? I don't hear Tina. Do you, Ron?
I don't know. Maybe she needs to speak up or the volume needs to be turned up or something, but we'll see. Okay, great.
Okay, so I think BBS is calling Tina back. Oh, and I've got my echo back. Hopefully you guys can't hear that. And also in the self-empowerment clearing, there's a section for the curses, hexes, and spells too. If you have that one, that can, if you're dealing with a particular issue, you can go through it using that. That's in one of the I think 39 different options that you have for that. Okay, so let me see. Do we have any other questions? Where are we? We're on Wednesday night. So there is no Q&A tonight. I think you probably mentioned that, Ron, before I got on, but just in case anybody else joined the show late, there is no Q&A tonight. And then Friday night, Ron will be at the expo, so no show or Q&A on Friday. And then possibly a show on Saturday, you said, Ron, but not sure yet. We'll, I guess, see how busy and tired you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see it, but Tina's out there. Are you out there, Tina? Okay, we'll just keep on going here then.
Okay.
But yeah, the special healing is for things that we don't have listed. So ideally, I could probably get rid of all the other clearings that we have listed. Are you there?
Yes, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. So something odd happened this week. On Sunday night, I got sick all over again. I had what seemed to be pneumonia from November till the end of February, and then I did a couple of, I redid my death barcode clearings, and then I got better. And so I got sick again this past Sunday, and it also was pneumonia-like symptoms. And last night I did two more death barcode removals, and I seem to be better today. I still have some symptoms, but they're really minor, and my energy is back.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little scary. I'm not sure what to think of it, but at least I know how to resolve it. I'm wondering if pneumonia means that somebody has some death barcodes on them, but also how do I keep from having this
happening? That's interesting, because pneumonia is an illness that you could have, and, you know, you have to realize that. Sounds like you had it for probably 3 months prior, so that would be something that could be, you know, more life-threatening as opposed to maybe a broken finger or something, you know, or sprained ankle. So, yeah, it's very possible that they're using a death barcode on you somehow, somewhere. Who's doing it, I don't know, but the death barcode could be related to death with, you know, having a lung problem. By taking that off, you probably instantly got rid of the energy that would allow you to do that.
Well, I was thinking back, and actually my dad's oldest brother died of pneumonia, and my mom's older brother died of bronchitis.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. So sounds like it deals with breathing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like some sort of generational thing, or if it's just a weak point that, I don't know, maybe there's some sort of propensity that's handed down genetically, but then the barcode just kind of activates something to happen in that direction.
Yeah. We just put up the other clearing, which is kind of similar to the death barcode, and that's the
recurring event.
You know, we have special situations and things. So that one wouldn't really necessarily be one that's going to kill you, typically, but it is designed for reoccurring events and stuff that may be recycling your life here and there. And that one, I just put it up because people have mentioned they thought they had one that way. You know, something keeps recycling every maybe 6 months or every year they have something, and that could be a barcode put on you. It may not cause you death, but it might cause you you know, a problem. So that's why that one's up. I think that one's like a $50 clearing if you're interested in getting that, anybody, where you know that maybe you can only hold a job for, 6 months at a time, and you know it's coming to be 6 months, and you're getting a little agitated because you know that they're going to lay you off, and lo and behold, they do. And maybe that could be a bar toll put on you or something like that. Maybe you only have a relationship with people for 6 months, we'll say. You don't know what's happening. So that could be something like that, too. It could also be a curse or something. But I just put it on it because people wanted me to do that. So you have to decide yourself if you have a barcode that would be causing you, you know, something that is kind of predetermined cyclic in your life.
So with the
if I use that
new barcode, would I remove pneumonia or pneumonia bronchitis-like symptoms, or would I use the barcode to remove any future death barcodes?
I think I would probably, since it's in your family, I'd probably name each one of those. You know, maybe do maybe three different clearings. You might do something with maybe the esophagus, possibly, you know. Maybe do something with the lungs. I don't know, maybe even sinuses. Maybe some of your relatives could have had a sinus condition caused infection in your bronchial tubes going into the lungs. That's a possibility, too, you know.
I was wondering if there could be some issue around jealousy or rivalry, because I know that after my mother's brother died, another kid had a birthday, and my grandmother was forced to celebrate that kid's birthday even though her son had died.
Oh, jeez.
And, you know, in my own personal life, there's some issues around, I don't know, just rivalry or antagonism.
Wow. Well, it sounds like we almost need to have a seventh generation part clearing, you know? Wow. But, whatever comes up, I'd probably do a barcode on it to see what happens.
Is there such, I mean, can you create something like that, a seventh generational barcode clearing where?
Yeah, I could see if I could do that.
It's kind of like the title of this one, Ron. What Tina is saying brings a new twist to the recurring event in the title of this one. It's like it's recurring through the generations rather than, well, it could also be recurring in your life. I don't know, Tina, if you've had lung stuff before, or this is the first time you've been whopped with pneumonia.
I've had some bronchitis before, but nothing like this. I mean, this is something where you have extreme exhaustion, your adrenals are shot, that you can have fainting spells during the daytime, and coughing at night, so you have interrupted sleep. And apparently apparently that's what may get people to almost die, is because they can't sleep enough and nothing rests and their nervous system is shot, their adrenals are shot, and somehow I'm fine. Or fine enough after the death barcode removals.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's a lot of things that get visited down through the generations. Like even if you look at England's royal family, where Prince Charles couldn't initially marry his big love of Camille Parker Bowles because she was a divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at his uncle, you know, his mom's, you know, mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth's uncle, her oldest uncle, he had to denounce the throne too because he was in love with this divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when is something just seventh generational? When is it a seventh generational barcode?
Yeah, I'll see. Maybe if I could put one on there, we'll check with the webmaster. Boy, I guess we could. This is how all you guys are listening. When you look at that drop-down box in the top of the website, the white box, it says 24/7 clearings, and you open it up, and it scrolls down forever. Remember, I only had four clearings to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Each one grew because people needed to have something, but I don't really need them on there. I could just strictly have, the special healing where you can go into and do a whole lifetime one, but you probably wouldn't recognize what you have until you read the words, you know? So that's the way it is, I guess. We'll see if we can add that.
Could a recurring generational barcode help remove things like substance abuse? I mean, not that that's occurred in my family, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible that one, the reoccurring one could, yeah. If it is something placed on you that way, yeah. congrats.
Well, how did...
Okay, Tina, looks like our time is...
Oh, okay. I just want to one more question. Do you actually see something differently when you... I mean, how can you sense if somebody has a barcode or not? You know, what's the
most people, you know if you have one. Most people will kind of know that something isn't right. And since your mind now and your spirit can go to a barcode, right, then all of a sudden it will tell you. Remember, the mind still can work and not want a barcode. See, the mind is just a program. And it may go, gee, I don't want to have this thing on me. Because remember, when your body dies, you know, there's no more mind, right? Even though it's controlling you, it doesn't want to die either. So the mind can help you out with this. You know, it's going to lose its host. Where's it going to go? See? Remember, everything wants freedom. Even the worst, ugliest, smelliest alien wants to have freedom at some point. But we should probably get off the program here.
Okay, great.
So, everybody, thank you for calling. Thank you, Carrie. We'll see you later, everybody.
Okay, thanks for all the clearings, Ron.
Okay. Okay, blessings. Good night, everybody.
Good night.